Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today at the Summer Cattle Industry Meetings with Colin Woodall in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
We're talking today here at the Summer Cattle Industry Business Sessions with Colin Woodall from the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin, 2017's basically half over. It's been an exciting year thus far with the new administration in town, and as you've kind of alluded to several times, different attitudes.
Completely different attitude when you look at just the overall willingness of the administration to come forward and ask what we want, first of all, and then to follow up with actions that support our requests. It's been truly a breath of fresh air. All you have to do is look at EPA, for example, as being the best situation where we've got a new administration, a new administrator. We've got a bunch of grievances against the department, against the agency, and Administrator Pruitt has made it a priority of his to move forward and trying to roll things back. WOTUS is the example there. So it's been nice just to have that ability to work with an administration that is willing to listen to us, take our issues under concern, and then actually do something about it.
Yeah, in the case of WOTUS, this is a rule that we've you and I have talked about this so many times over the last several years now, but we're at a point right now where we're going to get a do-over.
We are going to get a do-over. That's one thing that people need to understand is that this is not just about rolling back WOTUS. That's not enough, because the question still remains as to where the jurisdiction truly is for the federal government and the EPA and the Corps of Engineers. So there has to be something that is put back in its place to make that definition clear. Now, we believe that with Administrator Pruitt, he's going to be much more willing to look at the impact of this rule on landowners. And so he has already asked us for input on what we think should be considered, and it's going to be looking at not only Scalia's opinions on waters in the United States, but also Kennedy's opinions on waters in the United States, trying to meld those into something that provides a definitive answer to EPA of where they can and cannot go, but at the same time try to protect landowners. So that's something that we think will continue here over the next probably 6 to 9 months, and hopefully we could have a replacement in place early in 2018 and finally just put this issue to bed.
And I guess what this is, again, we're going back to trying to figure out what is a navigable water and how that impacts a landowner.
Now, that's exactly right. And it's all about navigable water, which ultimately determines the jurisdiction of those federal agencies. So knowing that Administrator Pruitt has already seen through the problems with the previous WOTUS rule, when he knows the concerns that we as landowners have, he is going to be much more willing to put together a rule that does everything it can to protect water. That's something that people need to understand. This is not about trying to back away on environmental regulation. It's just trying to make sure the regulation actually works, which is something we didn't see in the last administration. And that's where Administrator Pruitt is really going to bring things to the table here, making sure that we are protecting our environmental resources in a common sense way.
Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs in our nation's capital for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a good day, everybody. From Denver and the Summer Cattle Industry Meetings, I'm Ron Hayes.